Like, yeah. No one would be terribly surprised if Andy Farrell picked Robbie Henschel. Like, oh, he's shit. He's shit. No, get him out of the team.
That's not what
any, that's, I don't, that's what the commenters are saying.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Off the Ball Breakfast.
With UPMC Sports Surgery Clinic. When things don't move, rotate or bend like they used to, choose us to help you get back in action.
Delighted to welcome to the show this morning to continue that conversation, Ger Murphy from the Waterford and District Junior League. Morning, Ger, how are things?
Oh, very good. And yourselves?
We're keeping well.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming on. Much appreciated at this time of the morning. So this is a nuanced topic, not an easy topic. There are positives and negatives to what the FAI have been proposing here with the aligned calendar. So currently, a lot of leagues across the country go from September to May. This aligned calendar would see that effectively change to a whole year round with some caveats in there as well. So what do you make of all this, and where do you stand with the Waterford District Junior League?
The Waterford District Junior League is, we changed, this is our first calendar year this year. We wanted to embrace the season early so that we could get feedback to other leagues, FAI, but also to have the option of reverting back if it didn't work out. We ran a short league last from summer to December, and then we into the first full time now. Let's be fair, one of the reasons behind it has to be the weather. We found that we had very few games between November and March for a number of years. This was leading to massive frustration of players and committee, especially the fixtures committee. Positives, very few cancellations now. We have more choice of days to play, easier to work with the other leagues. Look, we find it very positive in Waterford, but there has been negatives, there is challenges, and it's not going to be easy going forward. The FAI needed to do something. They needed to show strength, and they have done. So hopefully they'll stick with their guns on it, you know?
What are some of those negatives, Ger? Not to focus on the negatives, but I guess a lot of people are pushing back against this and across the country.
I suppose the negatives is more the younger ages. We need, you know, for ourselves, we have to give more choice into what break you have for the school exam times and things like that. At the moment, the school boys are still in winter football. So we have under-16s coming out in June, finishing their seasons. And if we didn't create something for them, they'd have no football until next March. So we're creating an extra under-17 league to accommodate that. There's really not massive negatives that we've come across so far. We normally would have our cup competitions at the end of the season, and that would normally be June, you know, the end of the start of June finish, but we need to run them after the summer break because we don't want to be in a situation where we can't finish out our competitions due to weather in November. Our summer break, we've decided we'd go from July the 10th to August the 5th. Mm-hmm. But the arguments out there about timings and all that, doesn't make a lot of sense because leagues can choose. It's not March to November. It's a 12-year calendar.
Yeah, for a month.
And
yeah.
People can pick and choose when they want to play. Yes, how do you make it attractive for them to come back for the second half of the season? That's also a thing. We have about a 4-week break. But in the winter season, we'd have a two-week break for Christmas anyway. One of the positives from an admin point of view, we've found that there is actually some downtime. I haven't had downtime in 4 years until last December. So, yeah, there is, you know, it does help in that situation. national and regional cups have been awkward for us because the teams are tied over two of our seasons at the moment. Now, it's going to help with the FAI Cups coming in line with the calendar next season. So that will be easier, but the Munster Cups will still be in the winter season for another year or two. The under-17s are split. So I don't find it. There's a massive GA argument, but to be honest, I don't see it because the timing that we play, there's really only a difference of about 4 weeks in our technical calendar at the moment. We would normally have finished around June the 10th and start on the same time, August the 5th. So there's 4 weeks to a month of a period. Do I feel sorry for leagues that don't want to change? Yeah, I suppose I do. Because, you know, there should be a choice, really. But at the same time, we're bound by a decision taken by the governing body, and it should be accepted, and it should be worked on. You know, I mean, there's talks of some kind of splinter groups and things like that, but that doesn't make any sense. I mean, if somebody wants to appeal it to the FIFA or UEFA, they should. But apart from that, you know, our direct governing body in Watford is Munster. If we get a directive from Munster, you know, that's it. We abide by it, you know?
Yeah, I think the naysayers, like, I understand it that from a calendar perspective, it won't suit teams. A lot of teams will miss players in the summertime. But, like, you nailed it at the start there, Ger, and I've experienced this playing football growing up. I'm sure Shane has, and I'm sure everyone listening this morning has as well, is that between November and March, there's so many games called off throughout the years. And essentially, it boils down to our players don't have the football enough at their feet. They don't play enough games. And I don't know what the end goal here, whether it's just for participation, for social reasons that people want to play more football, or is it actually ultimately to manufacture more professional footballers? Because quite simply, I don't think kids are playing enough football at the moment with the current calendar. That would be my biggest argument for changing. You can sort out the details afterwards, but at the moment, there are too many games not happening.
Oh, 100%. I've been involved with, you know, all aspects of football, and from the training point of view, from getting a team ready for a Saturday game and it called off on a Friday night, and it's happening week in, week out through the winter. They do get, they're disappointed, they walk away from the game. You do lose players because of it. There's massive opportunities here to revamp the underage section and to create more interest and to enhance the skill set, especially of that. You know, the adult game is more about participation in the whole generally. Once you get to an age, you're playing up the level you're playing. There will be exceptions, obviously. But, I mean, from a development age, you know, the opportunities are massive if people take them on board.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, it's good to get different perspectives on it, both positive and negative. Ger, thanks a million for jumping on with us this morning. Much appreciated.
Well, thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Nice one.
The first tweet says, dudes can literally just sit around and name old sports players and just have the best time.
Bring on Timmy Cahill.
Timmy!
What a player he was, by the way. Loved the header. Oh, my God, that guy was good in the air.
And the Brahim Diaz. Oh. What a player he was, by the way. Foden.
Ider Elkerson. Oh, yeah. What a player he was, by the way.
But like Marco Branca, who came, he was unbelievable. But what a player he was.
It is the same Rui Costa, Broads. It is. Absolute icon. AC Milan icon, man. What a player he was, by the way.
Auntie Nemi.
Hi. He was finished.
I'm not finished. 28.
No, not finished. He's from Finland.
And what a player he was, by the way, obviously, but he was finished.
Is he Scottish?
No.
Oh, I thought he was Scottish.
David Suka, what a player he was, by the way.
David Suka.
Oh.
there's another little debate to be had here because a friend of the show, Joe Cole, what a player he was, by the way.
N'Golo Kante, what a player he was, by the way.
Puskas Arena, what a player he was, by the way.
Whelan caught it on the volley.
What a player he was. But he does shin that one a bit.
How dare you? How dare you?
Then we signed Stan Collymore, and what a player he was, but he was just a loophead. Great lad.
Kanu. Someone's mentioned Kanu. I don't think I can do Kanu, but what a player he was, though, wasn't he?
Diaz alongside him, though. What a player he was, Al. What some great blocks.
Zola would be a great player if he could still... What a player he was. You know, Mark Noble would be good. Jack Wiltshire.
Wiltshire when he was at Arsenal. Cazorla. What a player he was, Al.
To Matt Lawrence, what a player he was alongside Jockey Hansen.
Well, what a player he was. No, what a player he was. He could play.
You know, John Monker, what a player he was, by the way.
Then you go a little bit further on, Gerrard, what a player he was.
Dean Ashton, what a player he was, by the way.
If that's the best you can do, then the answer is definitely no.
Janssen, Tilio Lombardo.
Cue music.
Not the Lombardo. Lombardo.
What a player he was, by the way, Lombardo.
Magnificent. What a player he was.
Yeah.
That's who I really thought was unbelievably good. I played against him, Lufa Mateus. What a player he was, by the way.
Rule Fox, what a player he was, by the way. He was a top player.